All right, we are going to get started with the February 28th Water Supply and Resources Committee. Second on the agenda, we have the approval of minutes from the September 7th, 2021 meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Up next, we have public comments. Is there anybody here from the public to make a comment? All right. We'll just need your name, address, and you have 2 minutes, please.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Filippo Ravalico, 1044 Wharf Indigo, here in Mount Pleasant. On 2/14, St. Valentine's Day, I wrote a love letter to the Mount Pleasant Water Works commissioners, and it was noticed in my family that I was not at home at 5:30 in the evening. But the truth is that the object of my love is the creeks and the salt marsh and the wonderful places that we call home. And all the communities that live in it. It was the Mount Pleasant Water Works Capital Improvement Plan meeting with the public, with input from the public. We did share a letter. I have a copy for you all. Mr. Rambo probably already seen it, as he's on that committee too. And in a nutshell, we asked the commissioners to reflect in the annual strategic plans, as well as in the long-range capital budgeting, a measure to move forward on the Settlement Community Task Force report and recommendation, particularly the sewer infrastructure investment, elimination of septic tanks in the Shem Creek Basin, creation of operation of septic tank maintenance, compliance, and replacement service, and the creation of a roadmap on how septic and sewer system will cope with accelerating sea level rise. Now, Mount Pleasant Waterworks has the financial and human capital to run a state-of-the-art water and sewer infrastructure, and I know that we all want them to do it. This committee and the town council has the political and regulatory power and responsibility to help them do that. Last March, you discussed potential ordinances relating to inspection of septic tanks. I was here. I was not impressed by the discussion. I know we can do better as a town. Maybe we should not look at Folly, which was kind of a specific setup there. You should look at James Island, who in October passed a septic tank ordinance. I have a copy for the committee as well. And I think I used my 2 minutes, but that's basically what I needed to share and say. So I really hope the committee can take a look at the example from across the harbor, and I know we can do much better than the situation we currently have with Shem Creek, the Snowden community, and so forth. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Yes, Ms.
Come on down.
Good morning. My name is Michael German. I live in Snown community. Address is 385 Greer Street. Just to echo on some of the things that you just heard, we know that the Water Supply Committee had formed a special task force to look at some of the concerns from the settlement communities. I only want to say that the Settlement Community Task Force had made some recommendations. This is nothing new. I'm not surprised of the outcome. This has been going on for over 50 plus years. I'm 70 years old. This thing started a long time ago. I sincerely hope that the discussion at this point needs to be over. The Snown community, as well as all the other settlement community, just want a fair and impartial opportunity to improve our quality of life. Sewer is the issue. It's been the issue from 50 years ago. And for those who don't know, I am not in the town of Mount Pleasant. The majority of the people in my community do not want to be in the town of Mount Pleasant. So please, let's move forward. That's a fact. That's been the fact for the last 50 years. We need to move forward because you are our new neighbor. Snown community, as well as all the other settlement community, has been there for over 100 years. The town of Mount Pleasant encroached upon us. We haven't changed. We're still the same. We are still your neighbor. In fact, we're a very good neighbor. Please take that recommendations to heart and let's move forward with those recommendations so everyone can benefit. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to make a public comment? Okay. With that, we will move on to agenda item number 4, which is a presentation by Mr. Alan Klum, the general manager of Mount Pleasant Waterworks. Thank you for coming, Alan.
Thank you, Jake, and Town Council. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I'm going to give you a little backstory. We've talked, you heard from Mr. German, you heard from Filippo about the value of water. Some of what we're going to talk about today is the value of water and how Mount Pleasant Waterworks is positioned to serve the town. Oh, not me, Jake. Oh, there we go. Got it. All right, so briefly, I'm going to give you an overview of the history and governance, facilities and operations, budget and funding, customer rates, as well as the elevated tank update. So everyone's favorite topic. We have 5 elected officials, commissioners, and then 2 serve as ex officio. That's the water supply chair, so Jake, as well as the mayor. And we have 3 standing committees, audit, finance, and personnel. The legal authority, when you think about the town of Mount Pleasant and Mount Pleasant Waterworks, think of an umbrella. The state statutes give us similar authority under that umbrella. So we are not directly connected, which is often mistaken, but we have the authority granted under that same state statute and law. An important policy of ours is the water and sewer. This one is important when you think of new areas. If we have both services available, you have to have or take both of those services. You can't cherry pick that. That becomes very important when you talk about growth and extension of our system. So we do have a policy where if they are available, you have to take both services. Town ordinance, which we talked about a little bit earlier, is the annexation for sewer. So the town of Mount Pleasant requires annexation for sewer services. That gives you 3 options. Mount Pleasant Waterworks has 3 options with that, and it really relates to whether you're contiguous or not contiguous. If you are contiguous, you have to annex, or the town can deny annexation for us to provide service. If you are not contiguous, Mount Pleasant Waterworks can provide service as long as the homeowner agrees at a later date that when they become contiguous, they will annex into the town. Now, as you know, the county has an ordinance, I think it's ordinance 2078, which is in opposition of this ordinance. Mount Pleasant Waterworks is following the town requirement, so the town annexation requirement. Out-of-town rates, so we do charge out-of-town customers a different rate. It's 10% for a residential, and it's 2x for a commercial establishment. That's really related to the cost of getting that wastewater, pushing that wastewater further to get to our treatment plants. So that is the reasoning behind the 2 different charges. And again, we talked about connection to wastewater systems. As we talk about septic tanks inside the town of Mount Pleasant, this one is an important section of mandatory connection. So if it is available, if wastewater services are available, then they need to connect to that wastewater system. A little history about us. In 1934, the commission was established. In 1989, we merged with Bulls Bay Rural Water District. That really increased our area geographically about 2-fold. At the same time, state law requires us to have 3 commissioners. During that merger agreement, it was agreed that we would have 2 additional to represent the Bulls Bay area, which is why we have 5 elected commissioners. Wastewater services came about in 1940, and then the 208 Water Quality Management Plan. Mount Pleasant Waterworks service area actually extends to the South Santee River. So it's everything that you see, and the unincorporated areas all the way to the South Santee River is in that 208 water quality. We are the designated municipal authority in that area for water and wastewater services. Little lay of the land, we have 2 wastewater treatment plants. We can treat about 12.9 million gallons a day on our current design capacity with 163 wastewater pump stations. 6 deep wells, which provide about half of the water, up to about 80% of the water, depending on demand, to our residents. 4 reverse osmosis treatment plants, and 3 connections to Charleston Water. We do wholesale purchase water. About 42,000 customers and 150 or so full-time employees. Growth and planning, we are going through part of the process of why we're in front of you today. We will be going through a 5-year CIP plan and an operating O&M budget. Both of those are going through the planning process now. So over the next 2 to 3 months, we will be finalizing those plans. They will overlay on top of the town comprehensive plan. So where do we get our funding? This is also a slide that that receives a lot of questions. Our funding, Mount Pleasant Waterworks funding, we are fully funded by our existing customers. So it's not a tax base. There's no tax revenue. It's existing customers through their monthly bill, and that's how we pay for operation and maintenance. We do have a philosophy that growth pays for growth. So for extensions, E&E projects, where we're going into a new area, that's funded through impact fees. So our existing customers pay for operation and maintenance of our existing systems, and new customers pay for impact fees and the extension of those services. Contribution to the town, Mount Pleasant Waterworks, we do provide 1% back to the town as the basic facility charge and volumetric revenue. For the last 5 years, that average is right around $500,000, $456,000. For a total of about $4.5 million since the inception, which was in 2009. It's also important to note in that we give a special irrigation break, a special irrigation rate to the town. And so about $186,000 per year is also added to the 456. And so that's the 1% discussion when you hear that number. Important to understand our monthly bill comparison. This is looking at the really BCD area, our regional water bills. MPW is middle to low of the pack. And important to see there, that 33%, the dark blue line, is important to me. That is our fixed charges. So obviously, the higher the fixed rate charges, the easier it is to count on revenue and project your O&M budget. Also, that can put an undue strain on fixed income. So the lower that fixed charge is, the better it is to manage your bill. So you can see out of the 10 or so that are displayed that Mount Pleasant Waterworks has the lowest fixed rate charge in the area. So about $84 per month is a typical bill if you have water and wastewater services from us. 5,000 gallons is a typical monthly bill as well. So to the elevated water tank, I know you are familiar with the RO1 tank. We wanted to bookend that story. We did receive a national award for that process of taking that tank down and turning it into an artificial reef. We feel that was a good life of the tank. One, the tank served us very well and for a long life. And secondly, to end that with the creation of an artificial reef with our other partners in the state. We were very happy with that work. And so that was recognized at a national level. I wanted you to know that. Secondly, RO2 tank. We will be maintaining and painting that tank starting March 1st. So tomorrow they will be mobilizing to begin to paint that tank. There will probably be a lot of activity around that site as well as tarps put up around that tank. So you may hear about what's going on with RO2. Are they taking that tank down? We are not taking that tank down. We're refurbishing it and painting it and taking care of the structural repairs so that it continue to serve our community. And I believe that concludes the overview. Again, all the thanks goes out to our staff. You can see them pictured here on the left with the vac truck. In the middle picture, there's a day in the life. They are inside a wet well, so not uncommon. They're going down in harnesses into the wet well, and some of our guys on the right-hand side are replacing a meter in the community. So, and with that, any questions?
Mr. Chapman?
Mr. Klum, last time you were before us, I think, we talked about the park going in to replace the space that the water tower, I guess RO1, was in. How are we doing with that, and when will we expect to see some activity?
Perfect timing on your question. That we hope today or tomorrow that temporary pole should be removed. Late last week, one of the carriers removed their equipment from that pole, and my understanding is today they should have the second carrier off. They'll demobilize that pole probably tomorrow and Wednesday. I would like to think by Friday it is off-site. We've been waiting for that to move before we can take care of the generators and begin to make progress on the fence line in the park.
Right.
So I would, Mr. Chapman, I would hope that over the next 2 to 3 months, assuming they remove that tower this week, you will begin to see that taking place.
Do you have a plan prepared?
Yeah, we do have a plan prepared that we shared, just an overview plan. We haven't made any final plans. I don't have any renderings to show you today, but it's substantially the same as the drawing we showed before, where the fence knocks out around where the tank was.
Are you working with our planning and transportation services department on what that plan is going to look like, as we suggested at the first meeting?
Yeah, at this point, we have not. At this point, the plans are to get the tower out of there and then to move the fence and to make room for the space. So we have not moved it any further than that.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Hyatt, do you have anything?
One thing I'm curious about is when you say it's mandatory to tie in, what's the average cost of doing something like that once somebody is annexed in?
Yeah, so if there are services available, it depends on where your house is situated on the lot. Mm-hmm. But by the time you pay impact fees and the cost to connect, probably around $10,000 is a rough estimate. It's going to depend on your situation.
Okay.
And you have to abandon the septic tank as well. So, you know, that all-in cost.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Any other question?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you, Al.
You got
appreciate
it.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you.
All right. That was the last thing on the agenda, so we stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Oh, I have a break.